15 Facts About E. Jean Carroll's Allegations Against Trump The Media Don't Want You to Know. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 27, 2024. E. Jean Carroll's second defamation lawsuit closed on Friday as a New York jury determined that former President Donald Trump owes her $83.3 million for defaming her in 2019. However, what has continually fallen under the radar is the fact that there are serious concerns with the woman's entire story. Yet, she was awarded tens of millions of dollars. Carroll originally came out with her story in 2019, detailing the alleged incident, claiming that Trump sexually assaulted her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in the mid-1990s. Carroll said Trump followed her to a fitting room at the store, shoved her against a wall, pulled down her tights and, forcing his fingers around my private area, thrusts his penis halfway, or completely, I'm not certain, inside me. Trump has vehemently denied the allegation over the years, prompting these defamation suits by Carroll. It's just as bad for people to believe it, particularly when there is zero evidence, Trump said in 2019 when the allegations first arose. Worse still for a dying publication to try to prop itself up by peddling fake news, it's an epidemic. If anyone has information that the Democratic Party is working with Ms. Carroll or New York Magazine, please notify us as soon as possible, Trump wrote. The world should know what's really going on. It is a disgrace, and people should pay dearly for such false accusations. Despite the odd things about Carroll's story, and a stunning lack of evidence, she was awarded tens of millions of dollars, which Trump supporters say shows just how scary the justice system has become if one is a targeted individual. Here are some facts about Carroll's story that the establishment media do not want the public to know. 1. Bergdorf Goodman has no surveillance video of the alleged incident. 2. There are zero witnesses to the alleged sexual attack. 3. Carroll first came forward, conveniently, with the allegations while promoting her book What Do We Need Men For? In 2019, which featured a list of the most hideous men of my life. 4. Carroll was unable to remember when this alleged attack even occurred. She told her lawyer in 2023, this question, the when, the date, has been something I've been constantly trying to pin down. She has jumped years, originally beginning with 1994, then moving to 1995, and even floating to 1996. She cannot remember the season in which the alleged attack occurred either. 5. The Donna Karen blazer dress she claims to have worn during the alleged incident was not even available at the time of her claims. Trump attorney Boris Epstein told reporters, she said, this is the dress I wore in 1994. They went back, they checked. The dress wasn't even made in 1994. And that's why the dates moved around. This is the 80s. Is it the 90s? Is it the 2000s? President Trump has consistently stated that he was falsely accused, and he has the right to defend himself, he added. 6. She never came forward with these allegations over the years despite constantly being open about sexuality, posting things that were very sexual in nature on social media, many of which Trump has shared. They include remarks such as how do you know your unwanted sexual advance is unwanted, until you advance it? And sex tip I learned from my dog, when in heat, chase the male until he collapses with exhaustion, then jump him. 7. She said she was never raped, telling the New York Times podcast, The Daily, every woman gets to choose her word. Every woman gets to choose how she describes it. This is my way of saying it. This is my word. My word is fight. My word is not the victim word. I have not been raped, she continued. I have, something has not been done to me. I fought. That's the thing. 8. She named her cat Vagina. Her dog, or her cat, was named Vagina. The judge wouldn't allow us to put that in, all of these things. But with her, they could put in anything, Access Hollywood, Trump told CNN. 9. Joe Tacopina, an attorney for Trump, pointed out in May 2023 that Carroll's entire story has incredible similarities to a 2012 episode of Law & Order, Special Victims Unit. In that episode, titled Theater and Tricks, an individual talks about a rape fantasy in Bergdorf Goodman, the same department store where Carroll claims the incident took place. Breitbart News detailed. Role play took place in the dressing room of Bergdorf's. While she was trying on lingerie I would burst in. the character in the episode said. According to Carol, the two were in the lingerie section, and Trump allegedly assaulted her in the dressing room. Carol claimed to be aware of the episode but denied watching it. According to the New York Post, Carol said the similarities between what she claims happened to her and the show's plot were amazing. An amazing coincidence? Trump's lawyer asked. Yes, it's astonishing, Carol replied, ultimately denying her allegation was based on a television show. P.S. Carol allowed that she is a big Law & Order fan, but not an SVU watcher. Why? It's too violent. Lisa Rubin, at Law of Ruby, May 1, 2023. 10. Speaking of shows, Carol loved Trump's show The Apprentice. I was a big fan of the show. Very impressed by it, Carol said on the witness stand, adding that she had never seen such a witty competition on TV, and it was about something worthwhile, competing. 11. Carol made a joke associating sex with Bergdorf Goodman in a November 1993 edition of Elle, which was before the alleged Trump attack took place. As Breitbart News detailed, Carol was responding to a letter from a female reader concerned that she was having trouble achieving orgasm through sexual intercourse alone while the reader said that she could climax through foreplay. Is there any way I could learn to reach orgasm through sex? Asked the reader in the November 1993 edition. Maybe books I could read? Carol replied with the following advice, emphasis added. Dear Snowdunder, stop flagellating yourself. Gadzooks. At least you have orgasms. And if that isn't spontaneous sex, I don't know what is. Most women, about 70%, experience difficulties climaxing through intercourse alone. So you're perfectly normal. Begin by reading for yourself by Dr. Lonnie Barbach. She'll give you excellent instructions on how to have an orgasm during intercourse. Then after 313 Queen Hell Love Wiggles, move on to Greta Garbo's favorite love position, the top. In erotic scenes, Garbo is always above the man. So are Sharon Stone, Bette Midler and Katharine Hepburn. Indeed, this location works better for women than the fourth floor of Bergdorf's. 12. Carol is financially backed by anti-Trump Democrat megadonor Reid Hoffman, who has openly admitted to visiting convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's private island. 13. Democrat Party activists back her as well, as Breitbart News detailed. Indeed, one of Carol's attorneys is Roberta Kaplan, a Democrat Party activist who led the group Time's Up. She left the activist group after it was revealed she was aiding former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in attempting to discredit the Democrats' accusers. It served as a great irony as Time's Up seeks to defend women from what it claims is discrimination and harassment. This fact has led to mounting speculation that Kaplan only gets involved in cases that she views as politically expedient. Further, Federal District Judge Lewis Kaplan is overseeing the process and has connections to Carol's other attorney, Sean Crowley. She was actually a law clerk for Judge Kaplan, and he officiated her wedding. That aside, Trump has denied knowing the left-wing activist as the only evidence of any contact is a single picture with Carol greeting Trump and his ex-wife Ivana at an event greeting line over 35 years ago. Carol has yet to provide solid evidence of this alleged encounter and will not use the dress that she claims had DNA on it from this alleged incident. Even Trump publicly said the dress should be part of the case. Further, there are no eyewitnesses of this alleged incident, which supposedly occurred at the popular New York City department store. 14. The lawsuit was only able to proceed after Democrats created the Adult Survivors Act in 2022. She conveniently pursued this suit in November following the law going into effect, which allowed her to avoid the statute of limitations for this case. 15. Carol once said, "Most people think of rape as sexy." Donald Trump Jr. also retweeted a list of facts about Carol, urging others to take a look.